This is the Yiwu International Trade Market in China. With 75,000 stores spread out over 1,500 acres,
it's the world's largest wholesale market.
If you've ever bought anything on Temu or Shein, there's a good chance it came from here. But the price of all these goods might be going up after President Trump suspended a trade exemption that had turbocharged Chinese e-commerce platforms. A little-known loophole had fueled a boom in low-cost Chinese goods making their way from Yiwu to the U.S.
You can get bunting for your U.S. election campaign.
But Trump's new tariffs may put an end to that. Here's why this market, the center point of global wholesale trade, has found itself in the U.S. government's crosshairs. The bazaar is strategically located near China's east coast, close to huge ports in Shanghai and Ningbo, allowing easy trade to the U.S. Buyers for e-commerce platforms like Temu and Shein flock to Yiwu to source cheap products in bulk and sell them on to American consumers.
Look at this. You got Trump 2024, and they've even got the hair to prove it, made in China.
These MAGA hats are sold wholesale in Yiwu for around $1 a cap. And the prices stayed low for U.S. consumers because the shipment wasn't subject to any import taxes or tariffs. That's thanks to something called de minimis. It's a provision that allows any shipments under $800 to enter America tariff-free, regardless of where they come from. The U.S. has one of the highest de minimis thresholds in the world, around 50 times higher than Canada's.
The argument here was if you had to put a tariff and all of the customs paperwork on every single product that comes into a country, you would overwhelm your customs officials with things that are so small that what is the point?
Chinese platforms like Shein and Temu have built huge business models around shipping tariff-free from places like Yiwu directly to U.S. consumers. Exports from the city were valued at more than $70 billion in 2023, and a significant amount of that ends up in the U.S. About $54 billion worth of products were shipped to America in 2023 under the de minimis provision, with the bulk coming from China. But the new U.S. administration's move to end the duty-free allowance for Chinese imports could increase the price for a lot of the products that flow from Yiwu to American customers. President Trump has announced new tariffs on China that removed the de minimis exemption.
That was just an opening salvo. If we can't make a deal with China, then the tariffs will be very, very substantial.
The order caused widespread confusion and prompted the U.S. Postal Service to temporarily stop accepting parcels from China before allowing them again. More than 1.3 billion packages entered the U.S. tariff-free under the provision in 2024. Temu and Shein alone likely accounted for nearly one-third of these shipments. An average order on Shein is around $70. Under previous rules, that parcel entered the U.S. duty-free. With the provision removed, these shipments will now be subject to import taxes, including a new additional 10% tariff. Under Trump's order, small parcels from China will now be subject to extra customs checks, meaning packages could face a lengthy processing time. And talk of higher tariffs has sparked growing anxiety in Yiwu. Critics say changes are needed to stop Chinese e-commerce platforms like Temu and Shein from flooding the U.S. market and undercutting domestic businesses. Both Shein and Temu say de minimis isn't key to their success.
It's symbolic, because now you can say we're going after Chinese companies at all levels. The tsunami of packages that apparently needs to be stopped. I don't think it will be stopped, it will just be routed differently.
Shipments from Yiwu have surged, and experts say demand for these cheap goods from China is not going anywhere.
Why do we have so many packages? Because there's so many American consumers who are interested in purchasing these products from companies like Temu.
A new trade war between China and the U.S. is taking shape, with Beijing imposing its own retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. imports. But if Trump keeps tighter trade restrictions on China, experts say the shipments won't stop.
they will just do things differently. They will say, well, if that's the rule, then we'll adjust. So you haven't necessarily solved the challenge, which was to cut off Chinese products entering the U.S. market. What you have done is drive up the cost for U.S. consumers.